Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Oh, I see in above the fold in the paper today about New York tipped wage rising to $7.50 an hour.
Yes, that happens. That increase will take effect at the end of the year. They make $5 an hour now, and this increase to $7.50 was approved by New York's Labor Commissioner, Mario Mussolino. New York allows businesses to pay tip workers less than the state's minimum wage, which is now $8.75, as long as tips make up the difference. This increase, which takes effect December 31st, affects about 230,000 tip workers. In New York City, the tip wage will automatically go to $8.50 an hour if the city gets permission to raise its minimum wage above the state's rate. Advocates for workers are generally pleased with this increase that was announced yesterday. Restaurant owners warn that the higher labor costs will force them to raise menu prices, reduce hours for workers, or close. When we wrote about this proposal last month, we talked to Ray Morris, who is the owner of Lillian's Restaurant in Saratoga Springs. He warned that the increase would hurt the small independent owner more than anyone else, and that restaurateurs would have to pass the cost on to the consumer. Seven states, including California, have abolished the tip wage altogether. A state wage board in New York considered but rejected that idea before recommending this increase, which will take effect again at the end of the year.
Now to what can only be called huge, which is a giant snowman. I'm looking at a picture of it in the paper in Gilderland. Tell us about this.
Yeah, you couldn't resist the huge, could you? It's not every snowman that ends up on our front page, but this one, which is 20 feet tall, did. Scott Leninger, he's the owner of Red Oak Landscaping in Gilderland, and his cousin have been building or working on this giant snowman in front of Scott's Gilderland home since November. Well, at least they've been acquiring snow since November. The buttons in the front are car tires. The hat, 8 feet across at the brim, is made from 4-inch drain pipes. The eyes are wheelbarrow tires. The nose is a pylon. The arms are tree branches, and the corn pipe, well, that's a bucket painted yellow. It's a stick with a bucket painted yellow. Leninger is a landscaper by trade, so he also plows snow, and each time it snowed this winter, he would plow his front yard into a growing pile of snow. He has three and a half acres in that yard. It's about the size of a football field. He used a snowblower to make this big pile, and this past weekend is when he carved it into shape. My hat's off to him.
A giant hat, that is. We've been speaking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks.
Thanks, David.